Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Halloween 2024. Thursday, October 31st, 2024, to be specific. So there you go. Anyway, enough said. There you go. Anyway, what we're going to do now is we're going to read the weather, of course, as always. So let's get that show on the road, guys. Here we go. All right. Weather.com. Yes. Thank you. I understand. Dallas. We got ghoulish gusts and sinister storms for some on Halloween. But is it for Dallas, though? Who knows? We'll see. Anyway, here's today's weather forecast for Halloween 2024. Breezy with rain. A rain jacket might come in handy for trick-or-treating. Yeah! High of 54 degrees. And tonight, overcast with a couple of showers followed by a steadier rain. Low 48. Yeah. If you're wondering what the current weather is, it's 44 right now for real feel of 42 and cloudy. Real feel shade is also 42. The wind is south 3 miles per hour with gusts of up to 8 miles per hour. And the air quality is excellent. Now for the minute cast, the rain will be for at least 60 minutes right now until 9:01 a.m. At least that's what it's saying. And looking at the radar, it looks like there might be rain right now as we speak. Let me see if we can look at this. Hell, there's even rain in Lincoln City, dang. That's sad, really. But yeah, it looks like there is rain right now. Let's just go back. There we go. Alright, we'll just look at tomorrow, which is November 1st. 56 high, 46 low. Occasional rain, a little rain late in the evening. 56 high, 46 low. And then on Saturday, in the afternoon, it'll be a brief shower or two. In the evening, it'll be mostly cloudy. Showers around. 56 high, 44 low. And on Sunday, November 3rd, it'll be 57 high, 41 low. In the afternoon, it'll be cloudy. In the evening, some clouds with a shower late if possible. There you go. That's the weather. Well, for the most part, but you get the idea. But anyway, can we go to AP News? Doesn't look like it. Well, let's just, put that out. But to be fair, I don't really care for AP News. This has been political stuff lately, because 5 days till November 5th. But you get the idea. But you know what? We're gonna roll with it anyway. Let me just load up Notepad here. And I am going to actually close out of that so I don't screw up the configuration stuff. And I'm gonna put in apnews.com. That's the address they're based at. Even though it says it's spelled wrong, but who cares? That's just how it is. Paste and go. And there we go. Actually loaded pretty quick. And here's some good news, guys. Dodgers actually won the World Series last night, believe it or not. And this game was happening as we spoke when I was doing Wednesday Night Trivia. Etlu did not show up last night. I am so upset, but she did text me last night, and I did read that text message, by the way, Etlu, if you're listening. Dodgers win World Series in 5 games, overcome 5-run defect with help of errors to beat the Yankees 7-6. But yeah, this is from York, by the way. You got handed the Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And not just because the Yankees certainly did. When New York let LA back in the World Series Game 5, the Dodgers did what they've done all year. They just kept on going. Well, there's a video here. I'll probably not play it, though, because I don't want to screw this up with the mixer, because this is what, yeah. But anyway, after taking advantage of the free miscues to raise a 5-run, 5th-inning defect during one of the most memorable mid-game meltdowns in baseball history, the Dodgers used 8th-inning sacrifice flies from Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts just to beat New York 76 on Wednesday night, yep. In spring training, this is what we said we were going to do, and we did anyway, Betts proclaimed, champagne stinging his eyes. That's funny. Aaron Judge and Jazz Chris Holm Jr. hit back-to-back home runs in the first inning for New York. Alex Verdugo's RBI single chased Jack Flaherty in the second, and Gennaro Stanton's third inning homer against Ryan Brazier had built a 5-0 Yankees lead, too. Meanwhile, in the dugout, the Dodgers had remained focused. We were like, just get one. Chip away, chip away, Freeman had said. Errors by Judge in center and Anthony Volpe at shortstop, combined with pitcher Garrett Cole failing to cover first on Betts' grounder, helped Los Angeles score the 5 unearned runs in the 5th. Of the 234 teams to trail by 5 or more runs in the series game, the Dodgers became just the 7th to win. This is going to sting forever, Yankees manager Aaron Boone said. I am really heartbroken. I'm sure you are. You may not make it again. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, after Stanton's 6th-inning sacrifice fly put the Yankees back ahead 6-5, the Dodgers loaded the bases against losing pitcher Tommy Cannell in the 8th before the sacrifice flies off Luke Weaver. Judge doubled off winner Blake Treinen with one of the in the bottom half, and Chris Holm walked. Manager Dave Roberts walked to the mound with Treinen 37 pitches, yada yada yada. I'm just going to skip a lot of this. Basically, the last time the Dodgers made it to the World Series, I think it was back in 2017. And they're opening up their spring schedule next year on February 20th against the Chicago Cubs at Camelback Ranch. And Yankees will start the next day on February 21st of next year as well against Tampa Bay in Tampa, Florida. So yeah, enough said. It's a long story. But like I said, the last time I remember Dodgers made it, I think it was back in 2017, actually. In fact, I do remember because I was watching it on the telly, as the Brits say it away. I don't know why I said telly too, but it means television. That's all I'm going to say. I'll put it right there for you guys. But anyway, enough all that. We're going to put a commercial in now, of course. We're actually going to put a 4-minute commercial in this time, because we're going to play only one song this time. And the song we're going to play, the one specific song we're going to play will be, what was it? First, I got focus here. 0.5, 1.5, 2.5, 3, 3.5. Really, that's only 3.5. Well, we might end up going over, but, I could put one more in there. Yeah, let's just do that. There we go. There we go. Now that's 4 minutes. Now, let's go ahead and put the one specific song that I'm going to put in, which will be Michael Jackson, Thriller. And this is a good song to listen to on this specific day, by the way, guys. Why? Because it's Halloween! Oh, yeah! There you go. Anyway, sorry about that. Enough of all that. I hope you enjoyed that simple story about the Dodgers, and ironically, it happened yesterday. I'm so sorry Aunt Lou didn't get to come with me. She would have enjoyed all that freaking fun, really. And she had to miss out a whole lot of fun on that. So that is very unfortunate. So, oh well. Anyway, coming up, by the way, will be Halloween-themed food talk. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep. That was Thriller by Michael Jackson right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, the Halloween themed episode. Anyway, it is now time for Halloween themed recipes. I gotta pull it up because I didn't pull it up. I still have this LA Dodger story up for some reason. What an idiot I am. Anyway, there we go. Alright, let's just very quickly. Where are you at? I know you're there. There you go. Alright, I said I was going to read a specific recipe today, guys. I remember. Oh, yeah, Frankenstein snack cakes. I remember now. This was submitted by food.com. Frankenstein once said Satan had his companions, fell devils, to admire and encourage him, but I am solitary and detested. Now it's your turn to break the mold by making Frankenstein a few tasty matcha-infused pals. Anyway, it's ready in 41 minutes. It yields 9 cakes, snack cakes I should say. 10 ingredients. Here's what you need. A cup of flour, 1 cup of flour. 3 tablespoons of matcha tea, powder that is. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. A 1/4 teaspoon of fine sea salt, 5 large eggs, separated, 3/4 cup of granulated sugar, 1/4 cup of milk, 1/4 cup of milk, but yeah, whole milk to be specific, actually, black cookie icing, eyeball candy, and white heart candy sprinkles, if you like. Now, on to the directions. First, you want to preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a square 9x9 baking inch pan. Set aside. Then, in a small bowl, whisk together the flour, the matcha powder, the baking powder, and the salt. Then, in a large bowl, whisk together the egg yolks, granulated sugar, and milk until it's pale in color. Then a third bowl, whip the egg white to medium stiff peaks. Add the dry flour mixture to yolk mixture. Fold to combine. Then add whipped eggs and free additions. Gently fold and incorporate those egg whites. Pour the batter into the prepared baking pan. Use a spatula to spread batter into an even layer. Bake for 9 to 11 minutes or until a toothpick comes out clean, as they always say. Remove from the oven and run an offset spatula around the edges of the pan, loosen the cake, and then let it cool completely. Simple as that. We're not done yet, though. Use a knife, wet with warm water, to cut the cake into 3-inch squares. Finally, yes, finally, decorate with icing for hair and stitches. Add the sprinkles and candies for bolts and eyes. Alright, now we're done with this recipe, that is. So, there you go. No questions, no reviews, no nothing at all. Boo-hoo. Still a cool recipe, I will admit. But anyway, one more recipe, guys. We're going to do marbled eyeball cake. This is probably going to be a long one, guys. So let's see how long it's going to be. It's by Ashley Holt. A dessert that doubles as decor for your Halloween celebration. Does this mean we can't eat it? What? It does take a while to cook, though. It's like a 10-step recipe, and there's like a lot of steps toward this, so we might skip this. Yeah. Let's see here, peanut butter pumpkins. This is what you might have time to read this. This is ready in 40 minutes, it yields 15 pumpkins and 6 ingredients. A 1/2 cup of butter, 1 1/2 cups of peanut butter, 1 16-ounce package of confectioner's sugar, that's sifted, that is, red food coloring, yellow food coloring, and green decorator's icing for the pumpkins to make it colored, but you get the idea. Anyway, here's directions. First, you want to melt the butter in a large bowl and add a few drops of the yellow and red food coloring. until the mixture has a nice orange color, like my Lycanroc dust form. No, I'm offense though, but you get the idea. Anyway, add the peanut butter and confectioner sugar and mix it here until a dough-like consistency is reached. This means that when the dough is nice and stiff and it gets hard to add any more sugar, to let go at that, okay? Then, shape the dough into small bowls shaped like pumpkins. Make ridges on the pumpkins with a toothpick if you have to. Then, add a small amount of green decorator's icing to the top of each pumpkin for a stem. Refrigerate, if desired, to allow the pumpkins to firm. Serve on a plate lined with toasted coconut and Halloween decorated cookies, if desired. These also look good on top of cupcakes, too, just say. Apparently, they're no bake, apparently. Let's double check that. These are more of a candy, but yes, no bake. Yep, okay. Oh man. Anyway, sorry about that. Let's see if we can find a very quick one. Probably got chocolate cake. Butterfinger eyes. Can we read this very quickly? No. I didn't realize it was going to be that long. How does it take so long to make eyes? I'll never know. Anyway, try to find one here. Bloodshot eyeballs. Can we read this? Maybe. Probably not now, but we can try. Ingredients, 2 cups of confectioner sugar divided, 1/2 cup of creamy peanut butter, 3 tablespoons of butter softened, 1/2 pound of white candy coating, white chocolate, 24 brown Reese's pieces or 24 brown M&M's for the icing, 1 tablespoon of water, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of red food coloring, and confectioner sugar. This is just the right consistency for piping. Here's directions. I'll try to read as quickly as possible before we go over. First, in a small mixing bowl, combine the confectioner sugar, peanut butter, and butter. Shape into 1-inch balls and place on a wax lined pan. Chill for 30 minutes or until firm. In the microwave, melt with white candy coating, stir until smooth. Dip balls in coating and place on wax paper. Immediately press 1 Reese's Pieces or M&M candy on top of each eyeball for pupils. Let it stand for 30 minutes or until set. In a small bowl, combine water, food coloring, confectioner sugar. Mix it well. Transfer to a heavy-duty, resealable plastic bag. Cut a small hole in the corner of the bag. Pipe wavy lines downward from the candy, creating a look of bloodshot eyes. And finally, store the eyeballs in an airtight container. There you go. Oh boy, that was a mouthful. Anyway, we at least got to read 3 recipes. At least I think it was 3 recipes. Although the 3rd recipe, I kind of had to read it pretty fast in order to finish it off. But there you go. But we got it done. That's what matters. Anyway, I think this time I'm gonna put a 3-minute break in this time. And I'm gonna put where are you at? There you are. I'm gonna do this very quickly. Actually, before I do, I'm gonna switch it to assisted. I forgot to do that. Anyway, here we go. Now it's not gonna play it automatically. If I had kept it on automated, then that commercial would start automatically. That would have been kind of annoying. So, but thankfully I didn't do it that this time because I fixed that. 2. Okay, I guess that will work. I don't know. Okay, I think we're going to play Heart by, What About Love by Heart, I should say. And then, where is Wiz Khalifa at, I wonder? Probably under the W's if I had to guess. It's the last one. That is so sad. That is so sad. Anyway, I guess coming up is going to be TMZ Celebrity News, apparently. But anyway, I'll be right back with TMZ. Don't go away with the Halloween October 31st, 2024 morning show, morning club, whatever you call it. Yep. About love right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah! Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News, so let's get the show on the road. Bianca, Censori. She has a skin barring Halloween look. It has frills and serious chills. Wow. Halloween's here after all, duh, and folks are going all out to look unrecognizable. But Bianca Censori is not so much dressing up, but dressing down, giving some of the serious ghost vibes by going totally transparent. It is a bit murky whether Bianca was rocking a full-on Halloween getup, or by just staying true to her central style, the Maison Margiela Gallery Bash in Tokyo on Wednesday. But one thing's for sure, though, her sheer black lace nipple covers left nothing to the imagination. Yep. That is right, after all. Bianca's cleavage had stole the show, and she paired her pasties with a matching lace thong. Let's keep reading. That was pretty quick. She capped off her daring fit with a white shirt draped over her arms, just in case the lack of attire sent shivers down her spine. Kanye, of course. Yes, Kanye West. Don't go wrong without him. Must have missed the memo on the racy Halloween garb, letting Bianca steal the show in all of her ghoulish glory. Anyway, let's move on to the next story. Another Halloween theme story, which is Shawn Mendes. He's not saying boo to Halloween because he's hanging his last minute home decor. Yep. Anyway, trick or treat, Shawn Mendes. Because Shawn Mendes is getting into the Halloween spirit after all. Because he is putting up some last minute decorations at his Los Angeles home ahead of this spooky holiday. Check it out. The singer, with the help of his sister Aaliyah, draped the front yard of his LA pad in fake cobwebs on Wednesday, getting the abode ready for the slew of trick-or-treaters set to hit the streets on Thursday evening. As to why Shawn waited so late into October to decorate, it would be safe to assume his tour, which had him on the road for most of this month, had factored into his decorating plans. I can read this, I guess. It's pretty quick to load, actually. The Canadian pop star surprised concert goers at the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado this week when he opened up about his personal life mid-show, sharing he was figuring out his sexuality, calling it a beautifully complex thing, really. But while the remark took the internet by storm, though, Shawn is indeed moving forward, choosing not to elaborate on the subject, clearly just focusing on Halloween instead. But Shawn isn't the only celebrity getting into the Halloween spirit either. Several stars have already gotten the spirit, with Kylie Jenner dressing up as Barbella, and Lala Anthony rocking a Lady Deadpool getup. Yeah, I remember her, and drawing a ton of celebrities to her Halloween shindig Wednesday night. Happy Halloween, Hollywood, really! Anyway, we might have time for just one more story. We might have time for two more, actually, to be honest with you. Maybe one more. Weehoo Halloween Bash. Lala brings maximum effort, and the celeb pals are definitely feeling the spirit. Forget the kids. Lala Anthony's feeling the real spirit of Halloween, which is all about grown ass celebs into scary, sexy, cool costumes and packing into fancy West Hollywood parties. The reality star hosted her bash at LAVO on the Sunset Strip, and her famous pals didn't disappoint showing out into some outrageous get-ups. Anthony, who dressed as Lady Deadpool for this year's uber-popular Deadpool and Wolverine, good movie by the way, was joined at the party by the likes of Carruccio Tran and Winnie Harlow, both who were out in glamorous light dress. Yeah. Let's see this. Diddy's son, Christian Cromes, arrived at the party in a ghost face mask with its tongue hanging out, seemingly a reference to the popular Scary Movie Story series. Internet personality Raven Tracy walked beside him in a tight cheetah jumpsuit. Get Out actor Daniel Kaluuya dressed up in an old classic, channeling Will Ferrell's character from Anchor, the legend of Ron Burgundy. Cool. While singer Mario looked ready to dole out punishment as Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies. Among the other stars at LAVO, Block Chinyon, Chris Brown, Tiffany Haddish, Lenny Santiago, Jeff Beecher, and many, many more. Not every celeb hit those same West Hollywood event, though. Rihanna did have a more low-key evening, stopping by her more favorite restaurant, Gregorio Baldi, and a leopard print onesie. Maybe Fenty should look into the line of a Halloween chick clothing. But bottom line, keep your eyes peeled in L.A. after all. You'll never know who's going to be under the Michael Myers mask at the local bar. Well, today is Halloween, though. A ton of the rich and famous have already dressed up for the holiday. Check them all out in our gallery of the best costumes of 2024, okay? How about not? We'll do that another time, guys, if not at all. So let me close these off, these TMZ tabs, there we go. Anyway, that is it for TMZ Celebrity News, if you have already can tell. We put a commercial in now, as we always do. So, there you go. But yeah, one, two, and I guess we'll just put these other two in, despite the fact that we already played them, don't really matter. This is how it is. And we are, and for our music, I already have decided what we're going to play. We are going to play, wherever George Michael's at. Yes, it's going to be Faith, by the way. It's got fire out. There it is. And last but not least, Take On Me by A-ha, which I just realized is at the top. Of course it is. Okay. Alright. Anyway, coming up in the next segment, you probably already know this, we're going to play Pokemon Go. Of course, with a Halloween-themed episode, we probably should be doing more Halloween-themed stuff, but oh well, but there will be one more segment in the next hour where we'll be doing somewhat of a Halloween theme thing. I think it's like, I believe it's the last segment. It's, what are you doing for Halloween? It'll be in the last segment, guys. And that's where maybe I'll discuss what I'm doing for Halloween. At least I think that's what I'm going to be doing for Halloween. And you might laugh at what I'm going to do, actually, but we're going to save that for the last segment, guys, because I don't really want to discuss it right now. But anyway, enough of all that, but I just realized I may have to go over anyway, because George Michael's 3 minutes, Oz 3.5 minutes, so, but I might be okay, I don't know, but we could swap songs, though, but I did write the set list last night, well, it was last minute, actually. But there you go. I might just swap it anyway, but I would like to leave it as it is, especially since this was written in stone. And when it's written in stone, I have to make it perfectly clear that this has to be done. Done and done. So there you go. So I think we'll just go over this a little bit. But anyway, I think 5640 will do the trick. Maybe 5650. That might work. Okay. Anyway, like I said, coming up is Pokemon Go. I know there's Halloween-themed costume Pokemon out there on Pokemon Go, so pretty cool. But anyway, 20 seconds left to go, guys. Like I said, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. Sharp and sharp. Enough of all that. Sorry I went over a little bit. This is how it is. I just don't want it to do what I think it'll do, but you get the idea. But anyway, enough pulling through. Pokemon Go's coming up. Don't go away. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and George Michael Faith right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Halloween 2024. So there you go. Anyway, we're in the second half now of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. As always, we're ready to play Pokemon Go. So here we go. I'm loading it up right now. While we're waiting for that to load, I'm going to switch this to Assisted. Alright, it's loaded up now. Stay aware of your surroundings. Yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. Alright, let me check something here. Meh. Probably kicked it out yesterday. Or maybe not. How much candy do I have of you now? 18. Oh, well. Maybe it's only 2 stars. Yep. Adios. Alright. What's my most recent egg? This one. Alright, let's hatch that one now. It takes 5 kilometers to do it. Did they even kill anyone? Well, it killed someone, at least. It was mainly just telling me to... Okay, I can only get to 1/2 health right now, or Sloan, I'm sorry. Well, I might as well feed the rest here, just to teach them a lesson. Anyway, might as well. I'll do that. There you go. Yeah. Not you either. Is it too difficult? Alright, that guy could just sit back and alone, lonely as a bit. Sorry, I almost said the B word. But, oh well. Can I feed you there? Yes, we can. Okay, this took a bit of force there. Last but not least, Luxray. Yes, Luxray. There you go. And you too. Can I feed this girl too? Looks like I can. There we go. I think that should suffice. There we go. Okay. That should be good enough. I highly doubt there's room in Foursquare now. And it looks like they might have kicked one of my nearby gyms out on the tablet. That is interesting. But good news for the phone at least. That's nice. I don't know why I gave it a candy berry, but oh well. Maybe we'll have luck with this. I gave it a great throw. Let's see if we get good luck. Come on, there you go. That was my last Ultra Ball too, by the way. I'm getting a few shiny Zoras, by the way, if you're wondering. So much candy of it too, I just realized that. I'm gonna double check to see if they kicked you out. Nope. You're still in there. Darn it. Alright, well, I can heal it up later. Anyway, on the Pumpkaboo of the Harvest Collection, as they say, I don't have any Ultra Balls now, guys. Sorry. Yeah, I broke free. Of course it did. Let's not give it any more candy bears. Let's give it a raspberry this time. Probably doesn't want that anyway, if I had to guess. That really would not surprise me one bit. Yep, I knew that. You suck, Pumpkaboo. I just wanted my 12 candy, but it don't really matter when I have enough for Gourgeist. Oh, it's a 2-star, though. I might hold on to it anyway, in case if I don't get a 3-star. But it really would be nice to have one. It's a pretty big one. I have seen bigger, though. Trust me. That was not intended to happen. That was intended to happen. Broke free, though. I think I was using a Nunberry, I can't remember. Excellent, huh? Will it work? It does, yes. Three stars kiss my butt. Yeah, I know about that. Already. Anyway, I bet you $1 million Foursquare has no room now. Yep. No room. I am so disappointed. But there's always the park nearby my house. And, of course, Old Mill. But there is a raid going on there right now, though. It's a 3-star Driftlim. I didn't even see that. But I did notice there was that raid going on there, so I don't know. That was quite interesting. I did not even see the thing there. I just noticed it now, though. But yeah. Talk about, I do have that. I have this Pokemon, you dummy. We searched for it. Yeah, I have it. Driftlim. Why is it showing this crap? Maybe I just haven't caught it in a raid. I've evolved it in the wild, but that doesn't necessarily mean I've done a raid, though. That is kind of annoying, though, but it doesn't matter, though. Anyway, I guess we'll just stop it here, guys, with Pokemon Go with Jesse Hack. So I am going to go ahead and get out of that, and I am going to go ahead, not that. I guess we'll just swipe back to the Beavers page. Because I need to use my notes to do this. Alright, there we go. Alright. Doesn't play fair sometimes, I'll bet that. Alright, where you at? There you are. I've already set this assisted, by the way. There we go. Commercial is in. Now for our music. Woo! I can hear my voice there. That's funny. Where is Berlin at? I think it was at the top there. Yeah, there it is. Take My Breath Away. Love Theme from Top Gun. And now for Christina Aguilera. Genie in a Bottle. Huh? Yeah. Anyway, coming up after commercial break, we'll play as Jesse Wild 223, guys, which I might only have one left in the gym, which might be the church, and I know it's still in there because I checked it was. Anyway, enough all that. I think at this point, coming up, we're going to play as Jesse Wild 22 Free. So there you go. Anyway, coming up, more Pokemon Go stuff. We'll be right back. Don't go away with more of Pokemon Go stuff, I guess you could say. Yeah. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera and Berlin. Take My Breath Away. The love theme from Top Gun, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. The Halloween themed edition, that is. Anyway, it's time for Pokemon Go with Jesse Wild 22 Free, that is. Do I have this turned up already? I do, yes. Okay, we'll just leave it alone. Alright, this time we got a warning saying, stay aware of your surroundings, not play Pokemon Go while driving. Yeah, right, we'll play it while driving. Oh, we shouldn't, but we should. We should cheat. Anyway, I'm just burning off time there. Alright, let's claim our showcase award. I'm number 11, that sucks. Oh well. At least I got some Stardust experience out of it, at least. And it's ironic because it was the only showcase I entered myself. And ironically, it was on my yellow account. I never entered it on my red account. I entered it on my yellow account, though, which I thought was quite interesting. So, yeah, very, 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 very interesting. I guess we'll feed you, I guess, as well. The only lone Pokemon I have at a gym. And that counts for you too. I've got golden berries here I can feed you, even though you're so weak. I put a much bigger one in, but oh well. I guess we have an egg here I can hatch. Let's see what it is. It's a man. It starts with an M. Yeah, it's man type. That's what I meant. Okay. It's only a 2-star, but it is heavy and tall, so I think I am going to keep it, though. Alright, it's our most recent egg today. Probably this 7-kilometer one, so we'll do that one. Probably have to expand the Pokemon storage soon, if I had to guess. That almost lasted 50 coins. Wasn't quite there, though. Max survived there. Came pretty close, though, but then again, it did get petty for something. Let's catch our first Pokemon of the day with Starly, of course. I'll just use that bear. Let me see if I can get extra candy out of it. It looked pretty weak to me. Yeah, it looked pretty promising. We'll see, though. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Got mission done, finally. But is it worth anything? We shall see. If I had to guess, probably not. Yeah, it's 2 stars at least. Pretty weak though, as far as CP is concerned. I'll hold on to it for now. Claim that. Vulpix and a costume, it looks like. Let's see if I can use my other Nat Berry on to get extra candy. I'll let that Great Ball be of some use. Yeah, it stayed in, somehow. That was nice of it. It's a big one, according to him. 3 stars, too. Cool. Long experience there, but I think that might have been because of the streak we did. Looks like our buddy found a candy. That's nice. Yes, I already know about the 5-star rating. Nice try. Power up Pokemon 3 times for free Ultra Balls. That's nice. Did I have a 3-star Starly on this account? I don't think I did. And both of them are 2 stars. I'll just man up and wait till I have a 3-star. That seems fair enough. I can't do Vulpix, because I know I did finally catch a 3-star. It's probably if I had to guess a costume one. Yep. See this ice type one now. Damn it, it's a 2-star. Alright, it's gonna be this 3-star costumed one then, darn it. 2, 3. There we go. Got that mission completed. We still have enough to evolve it later. Not that. There we go. Gotta catch one more with Lever Boost. I don't think Pumpkaboo has it. No, it's Water, Electric, and Bug. If I'm just down one, it makes sense that those 6 raspberries. So there you go. But at least I got my 3 Ultra Balls and what else. And the Vulpix, that is. But there you go. But anyway, enough of all that. How many coins do we have on this account? 432. That's pretty good. Well, that keeps stacking up, I guess. Have I earned any today, or was that yesterday? That was yesterday. Alright. So, yeah. Maybe we'll kill the church today. We'll see. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, I don't know. But we might as well just catch Pumpkaboo. I don't know. It looks pretty small. Need a raspberry. Try giving it an ultra ball. And gotta hit it that way. Wasn't nice or anything, but it did stay in at the very least. Well, it's a 2-star. That's nice. I'll hold on to it for now. It was tallest as well, which is really nice. I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm not shaking. I'm just like, you know, it doesn't matter. Anyway, wonder if I had to heal anyone else up. I don't think I had to, as far as revives and everything is concerned. Oh yeah, I forgot to heal up Zorok. There we go. That's better. Alright, so Zorark is healed now. I just used a max revive on him, by the way. I think we'll conclude it here with Jesse Wild 22-3, because, of course, as always, we're running low on time. but anyway, I'll just set the tablet down there. This is going to be a little bit tricky for me to, get this commercial in, I think. I'll try, though. I'm gonna try, don't you worry. Alright, yeah. There we go. Actually, no, I'm not gonna put in. I have to switch to assisted. Because it'll play automatically if, yeah. So there you go. Alright, 1, 2, come on, don't, you can, alright, sorry about the silence, I'm just gonna admit it straightforward, I have to use the bathroom, I'm just gonna, yeah, that's all I'm gonna say, I'm literally on the verge of, you know what, you don't have to say that, I'm not. Let's put in Jonas Brothers here. Sucker. Again, this is going to be kind of tricky, guys. And we're going to put a new one in. I just need to hold it in for a second. I'm so sorry, guys. Yeah, I think that might suffice for now. There's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. There we go. Alright. Here's what's coming up in the next segment. I'll just tell you what I'm going to be doing for Halloween. I'm so sorry, guys. I really need to use the bathroom. And I don't know why I'm saying that on the air. But it is what it is, guys. So, I know. I can't right now, though, when David's in there. Anyways, I'll probably cut some of this stuff out, but you get the idea. But anyway, I guess we'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Coming up is What Am I Doing for Halloween? Yep. That was Donald Smile by Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Sucker by Jonas Brothers. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yep. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for the last segment, which in this case is What Am I Doing for Halloween? And you are going... Well, first, before we talk about that, I'm going to switch this to assisted. There we go. Anyway, what am I doing for Halloween? Well, you are going to laugh at this. You're going to laugh at this real hard. Last night, before I did trivia, I got 6 diamonds on the poker machine. Video lottery machine, I guess you could say. And I won $25. So I had like $40 after that, I guess you could say. And I spent on a grilled cheese sandwich and all that good stuff. But if I find my wallet, which I don't have easily accessible to me right now, but what I do know is I still have $20 left. And you're probably going to laugh at this. You're going to laugh at this real hard because this is going to be kind of frivolous. Tonight, on Halloween night, I am going to be gambling that $20 at Spirit Mountain Casino. Yes. Yes, indeed. I am literally going to be doing something frivolous with the rest of the money that I got from the video lottery machine. I mean, why not? Maybe I can make more out of it, I guess. It's possible. I've seen better hopes. Maybe it just wants me to put my casino card in there for a change. I don't know. I do have one. Maybe it just wants me to put it in there. I don't know. I mean, just because I get lucky at one day doesn't mean I'll get lucky on another, but we shall see. But anyway, who knows? But anyway, enough of all that. I don't know what everyone else is doing for Halloween. I might go swimming today for a change. I'm hoping there won't be any early bird kids there today because of it being Halloween day today. I wouldn't see why there wouldn't be, but we shall see. That would be my pal rollout episode. It's so loud. Yeah! I can't believe I said that. Wow, my pal rollout episode is so loud, guys. Maybe I should close my door. And by the way, my YouTube videos for OBS, they are amplified now. I actually am amplified by just 1.5 dB, by the way, if you're wondering. So that's why I was a little bit louder. But, yeah, there you go. But anyway, sorry about that. But anyway, I guess we're going to go ahead and put the commercial in a little bit early. But we're not going to play it right now, though, obviously. I'm really just doing this because, yeah. I think the one we'll play is this one right here as our PSA of last commercial. Well, it won't be the last commercial, but you get the idea. I'm just putting this in early, just because I can. So there you go. And I already know what we're going to play as our last two songs because I did write this down in stone. It's going to be Dark Horse by Katy Perry and Easy on Me by Adele. So let me go ahead and put that in. I put Easy on Me by Adele first, but now I'm going to put Katy Perry in now. I'll just put on top of Easy on Me. There we go. And while we're at it, well, ahead of time, I'm going to go ahead and take this to station IDs because, like, since yesterday, you probably didn't see it. Well, of course you didn't see it, but I did. It decided to go all the way down to the bottom. It kind of reminded me of Drake's song, Start From the Bottom, Now We're Here. It's kind of an annoying song, in my opinion. Played it yesterday, and I left my phone at the house yesterday because I got so sidetracked with other stuff, including Drake. So, yeah, that was quite unfortunate. But anyway, enough of all that. Like I said, tonight on Halloween night, no trick or treating. Instead, I'm going to be doing gambling at Spirit Mountain Casino. Very frivolous and funny too, in a way, I guess you could say, I think. But yeah, very frivolous. Very, very frivolous. But anyway, I don't know what everyone else is doing for Halloween. I know kids will definitely be going trick-or-treating for sure. Some even teenagers and some young adults like to go trick-or-treating too. It depends on their age. Like, I remember Dawn's daughter, despite her age and how old she is going trick-or-treating anyway. I think her daughter was like, she was older than being, she is much older than being a younger kid, but she's still going trick-or-treating. I think she's costume-upped as, what was it? Some person from I think it was one of the witches from Hocus Pocus. I remember now, yeah. But there you go. So yeah, that'll be fun. And of course, that is kind of surprises me, really, because usually the youngest you can go trick-or-treating is age 11 or 12, really. Once you're 13, you really can't go trick-or-treating anymore. That's usually what your parents usually say. At least that's what my mom said. I think once I turned 13, that's when I was not able to go trick-or-treat anymore, which was in 2008. That's when I was, well, maybe I did go trick-or-treating in 2008. I can't remember. I think the last, I did still go trick-or-treating in 2008. I know, I also went trick-or-treating in 2009 as well, because I went trick-or-treating in 2009. I remember now. I remember a slight memory in 2009 on October 31st. Because we went trick-or-treating with the Snyder family. Tina Snyder, Haley Snyder, Gracie Snyder, all those. Because they were going trick-or-treating. It was a weekend Halloween celebration. And we went all across in Roger's car, everywhere across Dallas, to get candy. So yeah, I definitely did Halloween 2009 too with friends. So yeah, I mean, I think maybe it was 2010 or 2011 when I stopped doing it. It would not really surprise me that I stopped doing it once I reached high school, to be honest with you. Like, if I became a freshman or a sophomore at that point is when I stopped doing Halloween stuff. Or at least trick-or-treating at the very least. Myself, that is. But yeah, I definitely did do Halloween stuff, like trick-or-treating in 2009. Because I do remember now, I did trick-or-treat in 2009 with the Snyder family. I went all over Dallas and everywhere around there back in October of 2009. I do remember that now, actually. So, yeah, I actually remember it was actually a weekend. I think I remember what day it was. It was October 31st. Trying to figure out what day October 31st, 2009 was. It might have been a Sunday or a Saturday, because I remember it was during the weekend. Let me just double check that. It was a Saturday. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, it was a Saturday. So, yeah, that's what I thought it was. It was a Saturday, because I remember there was a countdown program going on that we were listening to on the radio that they had. They had, like, XM, Sirius Satellite Radio, whatever it was called. It was separate at the time because this was a long time ago. Maybe it was both ones. I can't remember, but whatever. Same thing. But there was, like, they had, like, a Halloween weekend countdown they'd call it away, and it was the countdown for October 31st, 2009. And there was, like, music by, like, cool music, like, Kings of Leon and, Kanye West with Keri Hilson. That music was really popular back then, so, and I like it too, so there you go. But anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys, so, there you go. I've already put the commercial on music, as I said earlier, obviously, but we might just go over just a hair. Like I said, Halloween 2009 was pretty good for me. I enjoyed it pretty well, actually. It was pretty fun. And we had a lot of fun with the Snyder family. Well, I did, but you get the idea. So I'm kind of like reflecting myself from like 15 years ago, I guess you could say. Anyway, that might do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I'm just gonna double check that I was still recording this, which I did, yes. But anyway, I guess that's gonna have to do it, guys. Until next time, I'll see you on Friday, which will be November 1st. A new month, new show, new everything, I guess. In a way, till next time, goodbye, everyone. Adios.